Welcome to This is America. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.
And I'm Jim Tedder. This week in our program, we look at changes in the lives of Americans in their 20s. Young people legally become adults at the age of 18. They can vote and sign contracts. But adulthood is more than a legal definition. Many Americans do not really consider young people adults until they move out of their parents' home and start a career. These days, people in their 20s are often criticized for delaying adulthood. Yet some researchers say this criticism may be misplaced.
Jeffrey Arnett is a research professor of psychology at Clark University in Massachusetts. He studies people in their 20s, or 20-somethings. Mr. Arnett says 20-somethings today are different than their parents and grandparents were at that age.
Now that people stay in education longer, they get married later, they have their first child later. The 20s are a period of really trying out different possibilities and moving from one thing to another.
As a result, he says, the 20s are no longer about settling down. Instead, they are increasingly about exploring.
Today's 20-somethings are often called millennials. They grew up around the time of the millennium in the year 2000. Like other generations, millennials share some things in common. Millennials are staying in school longer and getting married later. The average age is almost 27 for women and almost 29 for men. Some millennials lack full-time jobs, and many are living at home or getting financial help from their parents. Are these adults? The law says yes. In the United States and many other countries, 18 is the age of majority. This means people are considered old enough to be held legally responsible for their actions. But societies usually have their own definitions of adulthood, their own expectations for what being an adult means. The United Nations defines adulthood as a period of independence and, at the same time, responsibility to a community.
Journalists and researchers have been looking for new ways to describe the changes in the lives of the millennial generation. Some say today's 20-somethings are living an extended adolescence. In other words, they are still like teenagers. Others say they are having a delayed adulthood. The term boomerang kids is popular. That means young people leave their parents' house, but like a boomerang thrown to the air, later return. Research psychologist Jeffrey Arnett says these terms can suggest that many Americans are frustrated with 20-somethings.
There's a tendency, at least in the United States, for people to look at this negatively and to deplore it and say, what's wrong with them that they won't grow up?
He calls the 20s a special decade of life. He says Americans should consider the positive aspects. For example, 20-somethings usually have a series of school and work experiences. They may have several serious romantic relationships. Or they might try living in different cities or even different countries.
It's the freest time of your life. It's the one time of your life where you can get up and go basically anywhere you want and travel and experience new things, do a service project in some remote part of the world, or just experience the freedom of being on your own.
He calls this a time of emerging adulthood. In other words, 20-somethings are more mature than adolescents, but not quite full adults. He says because emerging adults try so many things, they will ultimately make better choices about work, love, and home.